This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, Garden. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. It's a beautiful sunny morning. Yesterday was a bit cool. The day before was warm. We were starting to feel that transition almost into summer. We're almost in June. We're about a week away. So it's starting to feel like end of spring into summer. The end of this week's going to really, really feel like summer. So we have that to look forward to, I guess. As it's supposed to possibly hit the high 80s. So all of you out there who are getting your plants put in, make sure you definitely take care of the watering this week. This week's going to be very important to make sure that everything stays watered, doesn't dry out, because these temperatures that are on the way can really do some damage long-term to plants if they do start to dry out. So definitely something to be looking at as we get into the garden. I know a lot of you have been out into the garden centers trying to add to the yard to enjoy your backyard, because this is what we're doing this year. This is our year for the staycation, staying home, and trying to enjoy your backyard. So we'll be here to answer some of those questions to help you be successful in the backyard, so that you're not by yourself when it comes to doing this entire redo of a yard, etc. So definitely give us a call at 855-660-4261. And it's Memorial Day weekend. We usually would be having the barbecues and being hanging out with family. I know a lot of you right now won't be able to do that, or you'll have just less together, but let us remember and celebrate those ones who have died to take care of us and keep us free on this Memorial Day. That's what it's all about. Remember those who have helped us out in the past, our veterans, etc. So today's a great day to, this weekend is a great day to be with family and enjoy, but at the same time, let's remember what we're celebrating for. So we've talked about that in the past, to say, hey, it is Memorial Day. We do celebrate, but make sure you're celebrating everybody and not just enjoying the barbecues and the family. Enjoy, remember those that we're grateful for what they've done in the wars before us to keep us safe. Now, we can talk about a lot of different things today. I know that, you know, by talking with a lot of you in the Garden Center recently, a lot of you are doing it yourself, you know, obviously. You know, a lot of you want to just get out in the yard, do something different than just sitting inside watching TV or, you know, one of the movie channels. So we can talk about the lawn. We can talk about taking care of different areas, getting some things cleaned up. You know, it's really up to you on what we want to discuss today. But we're looking at working on that, you know, step 1B that I have been talking about for a few weeks in the yard, for that crabgrass, that late, germinating crabgrass. So that's something we can, discuss today as things go on. And then, we can also discuss that, you know, step two or your phase two is, just about this point in time. You know, we've talked about that multiple times and said, you know, when does that happen? Is it 6 weeks after? This year we started real early. It was so warm in March that our forsythia was starting to grow, starting to bloom, etc. So it was like, oh, you know, do I put that crabgrass down early? So we're already over 6 weeks. We're getting into that step two, that phase two, that broadleaf weed killer. I'm sure you've seen, just as I have seen, the dandelions growing in the yard. Lots of other weeds are starting to grow and take over the lawn. And so, you know, we're looking to do that broadleaf weed control, that second step, to take a look at, you know, trying to get rid of some of those broadleaf weeds and at the same time fertilize. So this would be something to do at this point. Like I've said, it's either, you know, looking at like your step 1B or going into that step two. So we can discuss that as it goes. Still time to be working on the lawn with the pH, with the lime, with, you know, the sulfur from natural alternatives, those types of products, so that we can, take care of, the lawn, getting some of that sulfur down to break up some of that clay, break up some of those areas that are, just not really working for you. Maybe the shady areas. We're starting to notice certain areas that have more shade due to seeing all the leaves on the trees at this point. So that's something to be thinking about and looking at. We can discuss that today as well. You know, and any other questions? I know there haven't been a lot of pests out in the yard for your trees or shrubs. You might have seen a few different ones, you know, some aphids or some scale or some things like that, but there hasn't been a lot with the not having tons of rain. I mean, we've had a good amount of rain, but not having tons of rain, you haven't seen a lot of fungus or things like that. So these are things that we can be looking at doing. One of the things that we've talked about in the past is thinking about, you know, what happened last year to your plants and when did it happen? So you can try to be ahead of it, you know, advanced in it so that you can say, all right, you know, I got to take care of this. And I know that each year I get, you know, a fungus on my tomatoes. Well, what am I going to do? So let's talk about that today. Lots of different ideas. You know, we should be out in the garden with a lot of our plants. You know, a lot of our vegetables can go out there. I don't foresee any frost or anything along those lines coming. So it's definitely something to, you know, if you haven't gotten your plants outside, let's get them out today. Because the end of this week's going to be warm. And I'm sure being inside is going to be a lot warmer. So something to really be shooting for this week, getting your plants out into the garden, get them into the vegetable garden, getting them ready, et cetera. That is definitely something you should be doing. And thinking about, you know, with those tomatoes, do I have a lot of leaves on the lower parts? Did you already have some flowers start to pop when they were small? Okay, if that's the case, did you pick them? You know, that's one thing we should be doing is picking the, know, the first flowers that come off to produce longer growth, bigger growth with your tomatoes. So there's something to, be thinking about today, because we haven't, when you see on a tomato plant flowers, you're like, oh, great. It's gonna already start to pop some blossoms. It's going to start to pop some fruit for me. But, those first couple flowers you want to pop off. So let's think about that today and continue with that. But if you want, you can give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for the next 4 hours to help you out with everything you can about your garden, and to help you be successful. So definitely let us know if you have some questions. And we'll talk about tons of different things. I'm listing off topics, but I know that when you guys give us a call, it's going to be a little bit different, because everybody has a different thing going on at their home. So we can discuss those as they go. We'll talk about a few things. Maybe we can even talk about some moss that's growing in the yard. I know a lot of people have moss growing in the yard with some issues. So let's think about what we can do there. Maybe it's some moss max. Maybe we're talking about some different things. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Works out. If not, we'll figure something out. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Daryl's in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My cell phone's probably worse than yours, so we'll do the best. About 2 years ago, a fellow up in Canada published a book on myths in the garden, and that might be the title of it, something to that effect. And he said in that book that humus essentially does not exist. And the more I think about it, he might very well be right. I guess it's essentially compost on steroids and broken down even below the about the finest level can get. So it didn't really have much real value in the soil, per se, except that it exists out in the woods, maybe. What do you think about that? Do you think there is a humus or something? If you see it sometimes for sale in a bag in the garden shops, but...
I haven't seen it as often as I used to.
Right.
Everybody's kind of looking for that next thing, if you will.
Right.
I mean, I think maybe it's just more of a name that they've kind of come up with for some of that organic matter. Because it's really, they call, peat humus, or humus, or whoever you want to call it, organic matter. There's compost and peat moss, because it's usually peat humus that they'll have
right.
it under. So I mean, it's made, it's man-made to me. I think it's really, to be honest, more of just like a compost. This just, as you said, you know, kind of on steroids, that type of thing.
Right. The idea behind compost, along with clay, is that it attaches to the minerals and the nutrients in the soil to release and hold, as the case may be, the nutrients for the plants to get. Mm-hmm. And in theory, this humus is so fine that it kind of gone beyond its use to do just that. It won't really hold anything on that temporary cycle of the soil. So what is it?
I completely agree with you on that one. I haven't really seen it on the market anymore. I used to see it maybe 2-3 years ago, maybe a little bit more, maybe even, you know, 5 years ago, you saw it more often than not.
Right.
Whereas now you're barely seeing it. You're seeing more of like the, you know, maybe they're just calling it something different, right?
Well, you see humic acids, and I'm not even sure that's an accurate thing either, but it's, to get people to say, well, I want some humus for my soil, and it's like, okay, get a wheelbarrow, pack a lunch, and head out in the woods, and, you know, dig the base of a hardwood tree somewhere, but I don't think it's something that's going to help garden soil as much as a good compost, and to a degree, you know, proper clay. That's what you're trying to do, which is hold the nutrients long enough for the plants to get them before they wash away in the next rainstorm.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I think I'm kind of with you on this one, Daryl. Where,
right.
You know, maybe it's probably better off just having your own compost, doing that type of thing. I definitely would agree with you on that.
Have you seen that book? It was published about 2 years ago.
I'll have to look at it. It's like A Myth of Gardening, okay. Something like that. I think I've heard that.
It's in the title, so. All right.
Okay. All right, Daryl. I'll talk
okay.
to you soon. Have a great one.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. All right, call. And we'll be back in a few, hopefully with a better connection. Thanks.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Memorial Day weekend events will be the first major test of America against the coronavirus as millions of people are heading outdoors. Most beaches will have enforced social distancing.
If we don't get voluntary compliance through a beach ambassador, then they'll ask for law enforcement to come and actually enforce the governor's executive orders for the distancing.
But there are different rules depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm. It's advisable at all times, but I don't think it's realistic or practical to ask people to wear a mask.
Calling houses of worship essential, President Trump called on the nation's governors to allow them to reopen despite the threat of the coronavirus. Trump said if governors don't abide by his request, he will override them.
France is allowing religious services to resume after a legal challenge to the government's ban on such gatherings. This is USA Radio News. FBI Director Christopher Wray ordered a review of the investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. The review will determine whether current employees engaged in misconduct. President Trump is celebrating a new addition to his immediate family, a lawyer. His youngest daughter, Tiffany, has recently graduated from Georgetown Law School. At 26, Tiffany is President Trump's daughter with his second ex-wife, actress Marla Maples. She had to give up the traditional commencement ceremony after school shut down and shifted to online instruction because of the coronavirus outbreak. Tiffany Trump is the first lawyer in the family business. Her older siblings, Donald, Ivanka, and Eric, followed their father into the world of business. Her younger brother, Barron, is 14 and enrolled in a private school in Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Doris is in Massachusetts.
Doris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, thanks for taking my call. I have a question. I'm going to try growing vegetables in containers this year. I've never done it before.
Okay.
I have some of the fabric bags, and my questions are, what kind of soil, how do I prepare it, and if you can suggest some easy vegetables for me.
Okay. Now, so for soils on there, you could look anywhere out on the internet for build your own soils.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the containers that you're looking for, pre-made soil is the best way to go.
Okay.
Mixing some of your own sometimes can take a lot of extra work, and it's always not completely mixed the way. A lot of the companies that have, like, your soil ready to go is pre-mixed, and they have the mixers to do it. So as far as soils, if you are starting seeds, which I think you'd be starting more of like plants at this point, right? Is that what you're looking to do? Yeah. So for starting more plants, you'd look for like a nice potting mix, something along the lines. Espoma has a great like all-purpose potting mix.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a fruit and vegetable mix that's perfect for container growing. There are some soils out there, like a container garden soil.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those are perfect to use. You want, so a potting soil, you might read on a package, will say a soilless mix,
mm-hmm.
right? The soilless mix means it's just a lighter mix. It doesn't have like topsoil. It doesn't have the dirt that you would have from the ground, right?
Okay.
So that's where the the difference between the two is. So we're looking for something a little bit lighter than like a heavy dirt.
Okay.
And the reason behind that is when it's a light plant like this and something that's year after year, that you do year after year when you would replace, it's easier, it's not as compact for the root system of a vegetable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually look to do something a little bit lighter, add the soil to it. A lot of pre-purchased soils are going to have a neutral pH, so you're not going to have to worry about adding like a, you know, a lime or something along those lines, because they've been formulated to keep that pH at the right rate to grow your vegetables for you.
Okay. And would I add compost and fertilizer to this?
So
or?
What I would look to do with the soil is fill the containers that you have with this potting soil, whichever one you choose to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would purchase any type of compost for veggies. I like using like a lobster compost.
Okay.
Costa Maine has a product called lobster compost. That's a great one. Or any like a compost planting mix to add to the soil. And what I do with that is when I'm planting like a from a 6-pack or a 4-inch plant, I'll mix a little bit in the area that I'm going to pot it, put the plant. So there's some nice extra soil in there, extra nutrients to give it something. I usually won't start off using much of a fertilizer. The only fertilizer I would start off with would be like the Biotone Starter. From Espoma. That starter has a lot of great things to help with transplant shock and to get plants acclimated to their new areas. So you use a little bit of that in there. During the season for fertilizer, you could use liquid forms where it would be like a wettable powder where you would mix it in a watering can and water that way and move throughout the year. Or you could use a granular form. Depending upon what you use, like a tomato tone or a garden tone from Espoma, those are great ones. Now, as far as easy plants, there's no real, like, completely easy plant to do. Your tomatoes, you know, that's a typical one where they can grow nice and easy in the sun. If we have too much rain, you get some of the molds, etc. So those, I still think that some of the easy ones would be tomato, peppers, the old reliables, if you will.
Okay.
You just have to pay attention a little bit to the weather, taking a look at how you water. Highly recommend watering the soil, not from above.
Okay, yep.
What it does is when you water from the top, the water can sit sometimes on the leaves, creating that mold or fungus. So watering the soil is going to help alleviate some of that, so you don't have to worry about it as much. Obviously, if it rains consistently like we've been having, you know, that would be something to kind of look at. And that's easy to fix by thinning out some of the leaves on the inside of the plant. So that's not that's not too hard.
Okay. And if I want to try green beans and yellow beans, can I get those in seedlings or do I have to start them from seed?
So I've seen them in seedlings already started. I've actually seen some of the beans where I work at Mahoney's Garden Center, and we had some in like a 4-inch pot, or it was like a 2-inch pot, but it was a little bit bigger than that, that I've seen some started in some of the beans.
Right. Okay. And are seedlings starting to come out now? I know it's probably too early to plant them, but can I buy them and take care of them in the house for a couple
Definitely.
Of weeks?
Definitely. A lot of garden centers are having them. I know... I feel like I've been there every hour the past couple of weeks at the garden center I work at, but I know all the Mahoneys in Massachusetts have vegetables out and ready. We know that you need to keep a lot of them inside. Certain ones need to stay inside or be covered. But you can start to get them there. I've seen them in a bunch of different places. Just to pick some up.
Okay.
And a lot of them, as the season progresses a little bit warmer, you're going to see a little bit bigger and more options. A lot of the options start very small at the garden center because only certain ones are really cold tolerant.
Right.
And then
right.
as you go, you know, if you're looking for anything that kind of grows underground, all those you're going to have to either do by seed or by tuber. Like a potato is a tuber. So those ones you wouldn't be able to find as seedlings. You'd be able to find more of your tomatoes, your lettuces. Lettuce is a real easy one to grow. You kind of set it and forget it, really.
Okay.
You know, all your, you could do some cold crops that are a little bit more, that would take some time, like a Brussels sprout takes forever, and it's almost like you're not going to pick it until almost like December sometimes. That's not as easy, but some of those cold crops would be out earlier to grow for you. So, I mean, the options are really unlimited for you, but as we get warmer, you're going to see more options for it.
Okay, sounds good. And one very quick last question.
Sure.
Does the brand of vegetable seeds matter? I don't, because there's so many out there, that, you know, the big name brands versus the, you know, the smaller boutique seed companies, if you will. Does brand matter?
Well, so I think it does. You know, I've always been one who has followed Burpee. I've talked about it a million times, and Burpee is one of the bigger names. I think they come out with some of the newer varieties sometimes and are part of it. But, you know, I'm not saying they're the best for it. There are some smaller seed companies out there. One of my favorites is Botanical Interests. It's family run, and you know they're still going. They have a lot of organic options for you. They're more of your you know, small, like it's more of your garden center type. You're not going to find it really at a big box store. I like those personally, just because I work at a garden center, but I like to support family run businesses like that.
Sounds good.
And I do know their quality is great. I've used their seeds myself, and it always does well. So a lot of garden centers carry them, but.
All right. Okay. I think you've given me enough information to get off to a good start.
All right. Well, we're here every week if you have more questions, obviously, but we'll be talking about it as we go on because I know we're still about 2 weeks away from bringing everything outside. They say the last frost is about May 20th in our area.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind when you're planting anything outside.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Doris. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another few hours to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. And we were talking a little bit about some soils to use. And like I said, Espoma has a great all-purpose potting mix. Now, here's the deal on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give the roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and outs for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. And like I said here, our phone number is 855-660-4261. And again, we're going to be here for a few more hours to answer all your gardening questions. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. Perfect time to get out in the garden and check out some things. I know yesterday was a gorgeous day out there. you know, hearing all the news, everybody went outside. And I completely understand it. And it's been a rough, almost 2 months here for everyone being stuck inside. And really, I think it's like the warmest day, if I heard the news correctly, during the one of the breaks. It's like the warmest day since March. Now, it's funny to hear that it was the warmest day since March because it hit 70. And March in New England is usually not 70, but we had an uncharacteristically warm temperatures in March. Usually it would have said until last, like, you know, September, October. But it was interesting just to hear some of that during the news break. So it's warming up. Don't get too excited. I'm going to keep saying it because at the weekend there could be some cold weather. So some of the annuals you've been purchasing, some of the vegetables you've been purchasing, if they're outside, there's a way to fix them. We can cover them up with a blanket, get something over them, and hope on those nights when it's cold we have some cloud cover. Because if it's a bright, nice sky, that's when we have some issues for frost. So we can discuss that throughout the show and figure out a few things. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, it will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Ball Parent Gardening Club. I'm going to be wrapping up the show a little bit early today. I'm having some major problems with my communications that I have. So I'm on a cell phone, and it doesn't have the best quality sound. So I do apologize. What we're going to do the next 3 hours is we're going to run, like a best of. It's going to be from a couple weeks ago. So I apologize ahead of time. It's not a decision that I wanted to really make today. I just have a lot of, have a machine that connects us to, the internet to get us on the air that's having some issues. It's acting like it's a Monday, cause I think it's got a case of the Mondays right now. We're going to try to get it fixed this week so that next week we can be back without any issues. So I do apologize ahead of time. I know there's a few of you on the line. I feel terrible about disconnecting. What I can try to do is, for those who are on the line, if you want, email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. You know, I've been getting a lot of emails recently. I'm doing my best to catch up as best as I can because I have been very busy with my full-time job in the garden center because everybody wants to get outside, right? Everybody wants to enjoy themselves out there and in their yard. So again, I do apologize. We're gonna finish up this segment and we'll be back next week, hopefully with everything fixed. The holiday coming up, I got to check in on Tuesday to see if I can get my machine fixed because the sound quality, I want it to be there. And on a cell phone, it's not the best sound quality. So I do apologize
to everyone who's listening for that quality. I want it to be there, and it's just not today. So some of the upcoming show you'll hear has, I'll be talking about the upcoming frost a little bit. You'd be wondering, what's going on there? Well, it's from a couple weeks ago. There's no upcoming frost coming that I've seen. It's going to be real warm coming up. So definitely get out there and plant. Get out there, enjoy yourself, enjoy the family, and enjoy what you can, right, as everything starts to reopen up soon and go to that new normal, as they say. And hopefully we can just keep enjoying the garden shows on weekends and then each other during the week. So, again, I do apologize for this. I try to pride myself in being here every Sunday for you. Have some sort of constant that goes on, but it's just the sound quality is just not there today. So we've had some issues in the past, and I want to not have those any longer. So, again, I apologize. We'll be back next week to answer all your gardening questions. I know that you guys all have a lot of questions out there, so that's why I'm saying email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. What I'll try and do maybe is if a few of you are emailing me in the next, half hour, 45 minutes to an hour, I'll try to answer them as soon as I can so you can try to work on them today. I know a few of you have emailed me in the past week. Maybe I'll be working on those next. So I can at least help out a few of you. I feel bad just not being on the air to help out on this Sunday. I enjoy it very much, and I love being able to help answer your questions so you can be successful in the garden. So, again, we'll be back next week at a regularly scheduled time, 6 to 10 on Sunday. We're just having too many technical difficulties in the background here. I want that sound quality to be there for you so that you don't want to change the radio station. I want you to enjoy us. Enjoy your time in the morning as you're waking up, reading that Sunday paper, grabbing your coffee, enjoying the day, and getting ready to be out there in the yard, gardening, planting, mowing the lawn. It'd be a great day to be doing that, watering some plants, enjoying yourself. So definitely wish I could be there with you for the next 3 hours, but we will be back next week. I will get this fixed and figured out, and hopefully we can go back to our normal, our Sunday morning routine of helping you out with all your gardening questions. So, again, you'll hear a best of for the next 3 hours, and I will be back next week. So enjoy yourself this weekend on this Memorial Day. Celebrate those veterans who have come before us to help us out. Keep us free. Until next week, guys, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We'll see you in a week.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.